Is being a YouTuber harder than being a TV news producer? In my opinion, yes. Hello everyone, and I am ex-TV producer Jennifer Moore, and yes, we are going there in this episode. Overall, I would say I do feel being a YouTuber is more difficult than working in the TV news industry, so we're going to go into my reasons for why I think this, but there are definitely different roles, so we're going to break it all down in this episode of ex-TV Producer. For some context here, I worked in the traditional media TV industry for about 15 years, and I've been seriously on YouTube for about 3 years. And I will say, going in, I naively thought that my TV background would give me this huge advantage on the platform. Right, after all, I know how to produce content, I've been doing it for a while, and I thought, you know, hey, I got this. I couldn't have been more wrong. I would say to anyone with a background like that in establishment media, I think it's more of a disadvantage than an advantage, because I had a lot of bad habits to break. A lot of things that you do in TV really don't translate very well for YouTube, and I pretty much had to completely retrain my brain on the way I produced content so that it would be more conducive to YouTube and its community. Between my husband and I, we have 4 YouTube channels, and I also do a 5th one for a client, and my most successful channel is called The Sewing Report. I just reached 20,000 subscribers, like literally this week. It was very exciting, but I'm still considered a very small fish in this big pond that is YouTube. I created The Sewing Report in February of 2016 because I really wanted to share my hobby of sewing with the world, and I have over 250 videos on that one channel alone. And on the other channel spread out, I probably have another 200 videos there as well. So I've produced hundreds of videos specifically for the YouTube platform. Now, for all of you watching thinking, Jen, how could you say that about the TV news business? It is really hard, and being a producer is not easy. And that's not what I'm saying at all. In fact, I think the role of a TV producer is incredibly hard, extremely stressful, and very few people are cut out for that position. It's a really tough job. What I am saying is that I believe being a YouTuber is even more difficult than that, if you can believe it. So here are my reasons why. Those of you who have worked in a newsroom know that the schedule can be very insane. You're working weekends, holidays, really long hours, and it's really hard to get a day off. A YouTube schedule is even more intense. I work 7 days a week, often 12 hours or more per day, just because when you're a YouTuber, you really have to be a self-starter and you have to be very disciplined. And if you're not, you're definitely not going to succeed on this platform. So I put in many, many long days, but I would also say that I'm doing things I enjoy. So again, these two roles are very different, so I'm going to contrast them, but overall, I still do feel like being a YouTuber is more difficult. This time does include planning out videos, actually shooting videos, making my sewing projects, lots and lots and lots of editing, spending hours coming up with the title and the thumbnail for the video, distributing my content across all my social media platforms, and there's just lots of housekeeping to do with YouTube, and it just never ends. And I try to get ahead with my videos, but that can be pretty tricky. I am working on it, but ideally you do want to try to shoot and edit and plan ahead so that you're not just like, hey, I need a video today, what am I gonna do? One thing I want you to know is that it takes a really, really long time for most channels to experience growth and to build that community. I know from the outside looking in, it kind of seems like it's easy. It's not, not in the least bit. Most successful channels, it takes them several years to get to the point where it's more sustainable, where it's generating income. In fact, on this channel, I interviewed John Handlin of Beyond the Brick, and it took him and his brother 5 years to get to 100,000 subscribers, and that was the point where they went full-time with it. 5 years. And since then, their channel has really exploded even more. But are you willing to wait 5 years in a newsroom to get a paying job? In fact, that would be like taking a 3 to 5 year unpaid internship with zero money. And we all know TV news to begin with doesn't pay great. YouTube pays even less until you get to a certain point in your growth. and it is a very difficult thing to sustain. And a lot of people don't make it or don't have the patience. It's something that it's really for a very small group of people to do this. I'm trying, and that's my mission. And every day, that's what I'm working towards. Speaking of that, let's talk monetization. That's the question a lot of people have. How do you make money on YouTube? Now, when I was a TV producer and when I worked in newsrooms, you know, I went to work and I got paid. I didn't have to worry about where the money was coming from. It was coming from the place I worked. So that was one difference that I would have to say YouTube is significantly more difficult with, is finding that monetization. It's not just about slapping ads on the video. Most successful creators don't have just one stream of income. You have to figure out multiple streams of revenue, where it's going to come from, and how you're going to build your business. Because if you don't have a plan for your business and you don't figure out what to do if Google AdSense isn't what it used to be, you're not going to last very long on YouTube. So figuring out that monetization is really tricky, and a lot of people don't end up being able to do that, and they end up not being able to sustain their status as a full-time YouTuber if you're literally just putting all of your eggs in one basket. So that is something I would say is definitely a lot more difficult on YouTube. Also, you can suck at your TV news job or be really a mediocre employee and still get paid. Well, at least until you get fired. But let's be honest, a lot of people we've worked with tend to coast for a while, and it's very possible. There is no financial reward if your YouTube channel sucks. And by sucks, I mean in the context of the YouTube algorithm. There are plenty of cringy channels that do make a lot of money, but they are working within YouTube's algorithm to maximize their content. You can work your ass off on YouTube for years and see absolutely zero payoff. I think if I'm working very hard in a newsroom, doing a good job, I think it's a lot more likely that you will see a financial benefit or a promotion or be able to move up the ladder. In YouTube, you can do an awesome job and still not succeed, but you always have to be working towards improving your content, making yourself better. But the chances, I think, of becoming a successful YouTuber are a lot less of, say, me becoming a successful TV producer, which I think I was. I was working at a very large network, making a decent amount of money, and I'd gotten to a good point in my career where I was considered successful. So I was able to do that, and I'm still pretty early on in my journey on YouTube. People working at a TV station have a support network. They have a safety net. None of that exists if you're a YouTuber. It is all 100% completely on you. You are your own director, writer, producer, videographer, editor, social media person. If your camera breaks, you have to fix it. If your script has an error in it, that's on you. There is no one helping you unless you are hiring help. But most YouTubers do it all completely solo until they get to a certain point in their YouTube career where they can hire help. But it is very challenging to have to do literally shoot all my own stuff. I have no one helping me. I have no editor, and I'm doing every single thing on my own every day. And that can be pretty tricky, and it can be difficult to sustain long-term. Growing an audience, that's something you absolutely have to figure out on YouTube if you want to have any sort of success on the platform. When I was working as a TV producer, I would produce the show or I would produce pieces, but I didn't have to go out and find the audience. I was not responsible for getting viewers. YouTube creators are always trying to tailor their content to better work with that algorithm, which changes constantly. So for a TV news producer, that would be like if your boss came to you, the news director came to you and said, hey, every few months, your entire workflow, your entire show format, everything you know is going to change and you gotta ride with it. Can you imagine that? It's tricky enough being a news producer, but having that constant change, that constant moving target, just really exponentially complicates what you're doing. And that's what YouTubers are dealing with on a daily basis. Yes, I know these roles are pretty different. They're not exactly apples to apples, but that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to contrast what I used to do and what I currently do. But overall, I feel like the bar for success on YouTube is just infinitely higher than it ever was for me in the news industry. In the news industry, I worked very hard, and again, it was very challenging and could be very stressful, but I was actually able to attain some level of success. I think that is much more difficult on YouTube, and you have to have a lot more patience, have a lot more motivation and drive to succeed. than you do in the news business, which I know is a really hard thing to hear if you're working in the news business, but I'm telling you, this platform is even more difficult. So by now you're probably thinking, well, Jen, why are you even doing this? And I also wanted to say, while I do feel like what I'm doing now is a lot more difficult than my previous jobs, it is so much more rewarding, and that's what makes it worthwhile to me. YouTube gives me this level of creative freedom that I absolutely love, and I have control over my own life and my own future in a way that I just didn't have in a newsroom. Okay, and for those of you in the news business who may be watching this and disagreeing with me, that is totally fine. But I would also tell you this, I will challenge you. You need to go start a YouTube channel, build it, come back to me when you have 1,000 subscribers, and then we'll talk. Thanks for listening to this episode of XTV Producer. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can be notified about every new episode. And if you are listening on iTunes, definitely leave us a review and let us know what you think.